With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration has laid off the entire staff of a federal program that provides energy assistance to millions of low-income households. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Roughly two dozen workers who ran the low-income home energy assistance program were fired last week. The program, called LIHEAP for short, has a $4 billion budget that helps pay low-income Americans for heat during the winter and cooling in the summer. Following the layoffs, state officials are now wondering whether they will still receive millions of dollars in expected federal payments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP House leaders are urging support for a Senate budget resolution from their members as fiscal hawks in the House rebel. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Republican leaders are urging their members to adopt the Senate's version of the budget resolution that will tee up President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda, arguing that the major differences between the chamber's instructions on spending reductions do not prevent fiscal hawks from achieving their goals of historic cuts. In a Dear Colleague letter sent to members on Saturday, Speaker Mike Johnson, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Majority Whip Tom Emmer, and Conference Chair Lisa McClain are getting a head start of arguing in favor of the legislation as hardline conservatives publicly balk at the Senate product. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The storm system sweeping over large areas of the South and Midwest has resulted in at least 16 weather-related deaths this weekend, with overnight tornadoes and flash flood warnings setting up more severe weather the forecasters say could cause rising waterways for days to come. Many of the impacted areas are already heavily waterlogged by early this morning after days of severe storms. About 45 years have passed since the state last eliminated its income tax on wages and salaries. Two southern states now on a path to do so, Kentucky and Mississippi. This is SRN News. Starting in May, Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools, all government buildings. Any state or local government buildings will be fined $500 a day for flying any flag other than the United States flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others approved by lawmakers. Political flags supporting a certain candidate or party, such as President Trump's signature Make America Great Again flags, are also banned. Utah's flag law goes further than one signed recently in Idaho that only applies to public schools. The government of Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they're single or in a same-sex relationship. The Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal ambiguity over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. The proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament as part of the broader civil code reform. This is SRN News. A major battle is shaping up in the Lone Star State following the death of one congressman from Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott blaming a history of election problems in the state's most populous county for his delay in calling for a special election to fill the seat of Democratic Representative Sylvester Turner, who died last month. Chief Elections Officer in Harris County says the county is prepared to hold the election. Democrats, meanwhile, accuse Abbott of delaying that election to help Republicans maintain their margins in the House of Representatives. Abbott has not given a date for the election, but says he will be announcing it sometime very soon. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 6th. It's the 96th day of 2025. The moon is waxing. Morning stars are Jupiter, Mars, and Venus. On this date in history, 1896, the first modern Olympics opened in Athens. This is SRN News.